Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Bert Show.
Hey, Aura. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
How do you say your name?
Aura.
Cool.
I like that.
Good to talk to you. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to make a comment on seeing you guys is talking about the stripper and Josh and all of that, and seeing Jen in the background with those stink eyes. It was freaking
stink
hilarious. I mean, you
what
could
did
just
I have?
See it burn stink into eyes. That lady's skull. Like, lady, you are crazy. I don't believe you. I'm ready to toss you out of this chair. Oh, my gosh. It was just too funny.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of it yet. So, yeah, I was out last night and missed all the coverage, but was definitely getting some text messages about it.
Well, the look on your face was clearly the the highlight of most people because I was in my office at the house all day yesterday. So I didn't watch any of the coverage. I was just trying to get a whole bunch of random stuff done. But I had my Twitter screen open, and when they started running them, the tweets started coming in, like, hey, just saw Q100 on whatever, and I just blah, blah, blah. And then they started coming in. Jen Hobby was the best part of that with her stink eyes, which came
stink
up a
eyes.
Lot.
Stink eyes, that's great. That's a great name.
I like that phrase.
Stink eyes, okay.
And Rhett had no idea, our videographer, how priceless a shot he was getting, because it was just the best angle in the studio to get our guest, and Jen happened to be behind her in the shot. And it was
scowling,
just
apparently, the whole
with
time.
With the stink eyes.
Rhett did a great job on that video.
Yeah, he did.
Good for him.
Hey, Heather, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was calling to let you guys know that I was watching The Daily 10 on E! Last night, and you guys were number 10.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, they showed, you know, they were talking about, obviously, like, the Nicole Sullivan scandal and all that stuff. And
Forrester.
They were like, yeah, she was on the Bert Show on Q100 in Atlanta. And then it showed the video, and, you know, it showed Jen and Jeff and Bert. And up in the left-hand corner, it said Bert Show / Q100 Atlanta.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they saved you guys to the last. You were the best.
Awesome.
Oh, 10 is, 10 is the best?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just trying to make it feel good.
Right, not well, on my scale. Well, on some scales.
One question
it is.
Too many, Dollar.
Yeah.
So,
just go with it.
Yesterday afternoon or morning, later in the show, rather, we talked to Billy Bush, who is with Access Hollywood.
Right.
And he came on the show and talked to us for a while and got some details from us and also said that we should watch Access Hollywood tomorrow night because they are definitely running with the story and would be including some of the world-famous Jen Hobby stink eye video footage
right.
in that story. So this is from Access Hollywood last night.
And now to Billy for Fergie and Josh versus the stripper.
It's an exotic dancer, Nancy. Thank you. Fergie and husband Josh Duhamel are a cover couple for all the wrong reasons, embroiled in a cheating scandal. And today we have the Southern dancer taking center stage.
We did hook up. We had lots of sex, and we had a really, really good time. And then the next morning when I left, you know, he kissed me on my cheek. Really sweet guy.
Nicole Forrester lets loose on Q100's The Bert Show in Atlanta on how her alleged infamous affair with Josh Duhamel went down. According to her, beginning with the night, Josh hung out at the Tattletale Gentlemen's Club, where she's an exotic dancer. Stripper.
He came in, and I went and immediately sat with him because I'm a very aggressive, you know, person when I'm trying to make my money.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down with him, and he was like, "You're hot." I was like, "You're absolutely gorgeous."
Nicole told Access that she never wanted to go public with her alleged affair with Josh, but that the National Enquirer came calling. According to her, Josh bragged about their tryst while working on set of Life as We Know It in Atlanta.
He had actually said that he had banged a hot blonde stripper at Tattletales.
And he mentioned Tattletales.
Yeah, how else would they know where I was at?
Right.
You know?
Some are going to say that I bet you called.
I swear to God on the souls of my children.
Today, Radar Online revealed what they claim is a copy of a polygraph test that Nicole took, which says that Nicole was non-deceptive, truthful, when answering the question, did you have intercourse with Josh? Important to note, Nicole tells us she has hired an agent and continues to take money for interviews. Josh Duhamel's camp has told Access that he categorically denies having sex with Nicole and that the story is, quote, ridiculous and hurtful.
I want to categorically deny something.
Okay.
Like I've denied things, right. But categorically is pretty impressive.
Right.
Extra also covered our exclusive interview with Nicole Forrester.
Okay, I'm in the newsroom right now, and there's a whole new twist on this Josh Duhamel Fergie stripper thing.
Is this Mario Lopez?
It's unbelievable. Josh and Fergie presenting United Front having dinner in Atlanta.
Well, what's the big deal with that?
Well, the big deal is they chose the restaurant right next to the hotel where the stripper Nicole Forrester says the whole thing went down.
Ooh.
Fergie apparently even asked to sit in the middle of the restaurant where all the action is. I mean, I guess she wanted everyone to see him together. And I do have an interesting piece of tape. The stripper talking for the first time on the Burt Show Q100 in Atlanta.
Wow. We came in and I went and immediately sat with him because I'm a very aggressive person when I'm trying to make my money. He was like, you're hot. I was like, you're absolutely gorgeous.
Of course, Josh's people are denying the entire scandal, saying that this was all about one thing, a woman getting paid by the tabloids.
That was, it's Mario Lopez, right?
I think so.
It sounded like it.
I'm shocked that Burt Show on Q100 in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I know, I'm surprised at how much credit.
Yeah. It's not just a local radio station in Atlanta.
Yeah, which is usually what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we worked that out in advance this time.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Good for you.
We've learned that lesson. A local radio station somewhere in the Southeast.
Yeah.
A Northern Hemisphere radio station.
You know, when they first were talking about this story on E, I guess when it first broke last week before she came in studio with us, they were saying it was a stripper in New Jersey.
Really?
Oh, really?
Really?
Uh-huh. Like on the Daily 10 or the, whatever?
I could see that. So,
don't insult New Jersey like that.
They have marketing people that work
Stink
at events.
And then, I'm going to call you DJ Stink Eye from now on.
And Entertainment Tonight, I don't think credited us like verbally. I don't think they said it, but I haven't seen the Entertainment Tonight coverage. But apparently, our logo is very prominent in the screen, and then along the bottom it says the Burt Show Q100 Atlanta. But this is Entertainment Tonight. Mary Hart talked about it. Mary Hart. People.
Handsome Hollywood actor Josh Duhamel versus the stripper. Did he cheat on his wife Fergie? The exotic dancer has taken to the airwaves to tell her very sordid story. But is she telling the truth about the Transformers star?
I sat down with him and he was like, you're hot. I was like, you're absolutely gorgeous.
She is the 34-year-old mother of two, some say is out to disgrace Transformer star Josh Duhamel, who is happily married to pop star Fergie. Now, Radar Online has posted this radio interview of exotic dancer Nicole Forrester seizing her 15 minutes.
He referred to himself as JD. We had, I didn't know what JD stood for.
Jeff Dollar.
I guess it was Josh Duhamel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so we had a couple of shots, and I gave him a dance.
Here is the timeline. Nicole claims they met October 2nd at Tattletales, a strip bar in Atlanta where Josh was shooting the movie Life as We Know It.
When he was leaving, he stayed for about 45 minutes to an hour. When he was leaving, he asked for my number. I was like, yeah. Absolutely.
Then, she says, a week later, on October 9th, they hooked up at this St. Regis Hotel in Atlanta.
So anyway, we did hook up. We had lots of sex, and we had a really, really good time.
According to Nicole, Josh didn't reveal his real name until that night.
After, being there, a couple hours, okay, I'm going to give you my first name, Josh. And then a few more hours, he gave me Duhamel. So, it took him a little while to just kind of warm up to me to give me that information.
The morning after the alleged tryst, Nicole says Josh was a gentleman, making sure she returned home safe.
He kissed me on my cheek, really sweet guy, and then he actually called because I had to get a cab the next morning because somebody actually had dropped me off because I was drunk.
Wife Fergie was reportedly on the road with the Black Eyed Peas. People magazine on stands Friday has her reaction to the stunning rumors of an affair.
A friend of Fergie says that, of course, the rumors of cheating hurt her and she's disappointed by them. Fergie's rep issued a statement saying that the allegations are nonsense.
RadarOnline.com claims Nicole reportedly passed a lie detector test, but is she telling the truth?
Wow, that was a long
piece.
Wow.
So, that was a really long piece.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
So we're going to have to talk about, how are we going to handle people now? Like, do we talk to just regular listeners?
How much are you charging for your autograph,
like,
Jeff?
Do we do appearances? Do we go in public?
Well, after
you
that,
don't, you
I,
still
I w-
you don't
I
talk
wouldn't.
To people and you don't go into public. You already act that way. So why would this be any different?
Oh, hi, Kettle. So and then also on the cover of Us Weekly and also on the cover of People Magazine. So it's we talked about this for a couple minutes yesterday. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a sordid thing to get credit
for. It's a scuzzy, slimy thing.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, the Lindsay Lohan, Michael Lohan stuff.
That's
is sordid and slimy, but you know what? If one of them were in town and wanted to come in and talk, we'd have to talk to
them. I just wish we had gotten national publicity for something else. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like something happy.
Yeah. I mean, remember several years ago when Us Weekly covered the Nick Lachey interview that we had?
Uh-huh.
And Nick Lachey was in the studio, and this is after he and Jessica Simpson had divorced, but he said the nicest things about her. He was like, I am still in love with, or I still love Jessica. Not in love, but he said, I still love Jessica and all these things. Well, and then, you know, Melissa Carter's headphone and head was like on the cover,
and there
was like this whole story, and
it
was like
famous.
A whole big thing, and it was like, it was a great way to get national attention because it was Nick Lachey saying that he still loved Jessica. So
but people
that
just,
I was like super proud of, and I think I still have the copies of that and all this.
I think
this thing is like, blah.
Well, I think it's also a mystery for a lot of people because it's still not, you know, people are debating whether she's lying or not. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that's probably why people are so fascinated by this, and they love that couple, Josh Duhamel and Fergie. So,
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Previously on The Burt Show.
We did hook up. We had lots of sex, and we had a really, really good time. And then the next morning when I left, you know, he kissed me on my cheek. Really sweet guy. And then he actually called because I had to get a cab the next morning because somebody actually had dropped me off because I was drunk. And
this is at the St. Regis at this point, right?
At the St. Regis, yeah. And he actually had called my friend that had dropped me off because my phone was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when he had, you know, called me, or I had called him back or something like that, you know, just to let him know that I was okay.
All right, that is Nicole Forrester, the dancer at Tattletales, detailing for us what she says was a pretty fun, I think she said real fun, real fun night with Josh Duhamel, a one-night stand at the St. Regis Hotel.
She's a liar.
You know why it's real fun?
Did you hear that ghost?
I think there was an EVP.
I didn't hear that.
She's a liar.
Yeah, real fun because she's going to be real rich.
I don't know that she is. I don't know where she's going to make all this cash, but it was it exploded on the tabloid world yesterday. I mean, go to People Magazine, you go to Us Weekly, in the legitimate news world, CNN, MSNBC had the story yesterday also, so it kind of blew up. Good morning, Katie, you're on Q100.
Hi, Burt Show.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. Great, how are you?
Good. I just called because I travel a lot throughout the Southeast, and I'm in Charlotte right now driving, and they were playing clips from your interview with that stripper who claims she slept with Josh Duhamel. They were playing clips of it on their radio station in Charlotte.
Oh, that's cool. I mean,
I thought it was so funny. You guys are all over the place.
Yeah, this became a...
Were they crediting us?
It was just like a short clip right before they went to a song.
That's
so it was almost like they were playing it, as a joke. I don't know. If they played the whole interview at another time or what.
So she doesn't know.
Yeah,
it became a bomb in the tabloid world yesterday. And here's Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. Hey, Billy.
Bert.
Billy.
What's up, my man?
How you doing, dude?
This is the action in a strip club.
Serious, man.
What's going on with the Atlanta strip club? It's been a long time since the Bushies set foot in there.
Yeah. Probably a place you want to stay away from, dude.
Was it, the Gold Club?
No, man, that place is, that's way old school. You haven't been in a strip club in Atlanta since the Gold Club?
Since I got married, brother. I'm not stupid.
It's funny.
Well, that would have been smart for Josh Duhamel, man, because he's in it deep right now, dude.
Well, you know, what do you guys, I'm interested, this is a interesting interview, and thank you, you guys sent it over to us last night because we want to use it on Access Hollywood. Do you believe her?
Well,
I
four
don't.
Do and one doesn't.
I believe bits and pieces of it. I definitely think she scammed him.
Jen doesn't believe any of it. Tell him why, Jen.
I just don't believe any of it. I think with that level of celebrity and that potential money, that anything can be sort of created and blown way out of proportion. And in this tabloid world that we live in, that, you know, a lot of these stories can sort of like, you know, take off on their own. And I just think that it's quite possible that she could have made up the entire thing to get fame and money. And I think that although there could be parts of her story that are true, I haven't seen any proof that proves that. So until I see some proof, I don't change my mind. I don't believe her at all.
She's saying that she met him in the strip club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's an idiot for going in. I mean, there's documentation, I'm sure. If he went in, that's just stupid.
Well, I don't know how stupid that is. I mean, married guys go to strip clubs.
A married guy going into a strip club when you're a giant celebrity, I mean, you're asking for trouble. I'm sure a married guy can go in and have a couple of drinks with friends and have fun, but you're married, you're asking for the problem.
Would you? I mean, you obviously...
I don't go in them at all.
No, but with your, you know, you deal with this stuff on a daily basis, all this tabloidy stuff. Is it fair to say that every story starts with a grain of some truth?
Interesting. No. I think ones that have... That make it to the cover of People magazine. You know, Us magazine did a big thing on it, but People magazine usually reserves, doesn't usually strike in this kind of territory unless there's some kind of, you know, fire where there's smoke, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And it's
so that kind of raised my, when I saw People magazine putting it on their cover, I thought, wow, there might be something to it. But I don't believe, I can't believe that the story is true, and so much money does change hands. I mean, Inquirer, yes, they pay a lot, but everybody, there's so many. Entertainment Tonight pays. Insider pays. everybody, TMZ pays. They've got people at courthouses. Everybody pays because this stuff sells so well.
Do you guys pay? Access Hollywood?
No. We're just too cheap. I really wondered. I asked my executive producer. I said, "Are you really like taking a hard line here and being, or is it because you're just too cheap and NBC has no money?" Like, you know, Bushy, why do you have to ask these questions? I said, you know, if they gave it to you for a really cheap price, would you take it? He's like, it's such a. The thing is we have to follow NBC News guidelines, and the same as Brian Williams, actually. It's crazy.
Well, if we're trying to figure out if this is legitimate or not, let me ask you this question then. This is a pretty extraordinary story, and if it wasn't true, wouldn't Josh Duhamel put out some kind of cease and desist on this Nicole Forrester or threaten a lawsuit or do something legally where she can't talk about it anymore? I mean, because this would be pure slander.
Yeah. If I'm and she says she has texts, right?
Yeah, and she's very confident about that.
She has the text messages. Well, that's a problem. He put out the statement, and I've got the statement in front of me, right? He says the story is completely ridiculous and hurtful. It's unfortunate that we have to respond to a story that was created because money was exchanged between the tabloid and this woman. Now, he never says in there if there was, you know, if there was any sex or anything between them. So the statement doesn't really answer anything. So the head of our news department called his publicist and had a conversation. She's like, look, I'm just telling you what Josh told me, categorically denying he had sex with Nicole Forrester. Does that mean something maybe just shy? He's not saying everything across the board, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the only thing that can't be proven, really.
And you're right, Bert. If someone said that about me and my 12-year marriage with my kids and what the other kids are going to be saying at school and stuff, you're right. If someone said that about me and it was categorically completely false, I would crush them. You know, full guns of Navarone and let people, you know, that would send the message, I think, to everyone that, whoa, okay, he didn't do it.
Yeah, you would do everything you could to clear your name. The only thing that can't be proven, really, is exactly what happened in the room because there's security cameras everywhere now. So if you want to go to the St. Regis and check those, you want to go to Tattletales, I'm sure you can detail the entire night except really what happened in that suite.
Well, you know what? She hasn't shared the text yet. She'll be selling them, I'm sure. If she has them, who are the highest bidder will come forth and she will and Nicole will sell them, and then everybody will see them, and she'll be vindicated.
It just won't be quicker, you know.
If people want to see the text really quickly, all they have to do is call her a liar loudly, you know, a few times.
How much could she theoretically get for those texts if it's concrete proof that there was some craziness going on in that hotel room and she could show you that? How much can she get for those?
I'm thinking anywhere between $20,000 and $50,000.
Wow. Whoa.
She could get $50,000 for those, yeah.
You think?
I mean, think about, you know, recently what, Michael Lohan, he was doing a deal with the insider to sell the phone calls for, you know, three voicemails of Dina Lohan each for $10,000.
Is that right?
You know, per voicemail, $10,000 each, that's 30 for three of them. If she's got texts, Josh Duhamel, you know, these are from Michael Lohan, you know, maybe between 20 and 50.
I saw Access Hollywood last night, and was I mistaken, or were you defending Michael Lohan?
Well, I'm not defending Michael. Michael Lohan has definitely got a checkered past as a father, and I said that. And I've interviewed him where I've said, Michael, you have failed in major ways. You've been in, you know, rehab and jail and all these times when your kids needed you. And he has admitted that. But at the same time, his daughter is. I've listened to the voicemails. He's come into our office and he's played them. I've sat there and listened to Dina Lohan say, "We got to do something, Michael. We got to do something. Our daughter's in trouble. She's following the path of Heath Ledger. She's dating Heath Ledger. Nobody knows it before Heath Ledger passed away. She's going to follow the same path as him if we don't do something." Then the next voicemail. And these are September 2009. These aren't what Lindsay tried to say on Twitter last night from 2007.
Mm-hmm.
These are just a couple months ago. She said, "Oh, you know, Michael, we got to do something. She's drinking again. She's drinking again." This is Dina Lohan, the mom as well. So Michael says to me, "Billy, I've tried for years to get Dina to come with me and let's do this privately. Let's go see Lindsay together. Let me go. And he plays these voicemails between him and, you know, that back it up, between him and Dina. And her going, "No, Michael, you don't need to do that." And him saying, "Let me do it." Now, the guy has been a derelict in his life, and I tell him. But one thing is for sure, he's been sober for 4.5 years. I think he's walked the walk. So my point is, he's more right than he is wrong, but he's plenty wrong in many aspects of his life.
I don't know how they will ever she will ever trust him ever again.
Yeah.
You know, even at the end of the day, if he's right, that she's in trouble and she does need help, even at the end of the day, if he's right, she'll never trust him with anything ever again.
I don't know how she can trust anyone. I mean, remember, Lindsay Lohan moved out to Los Angeles at 17 years old. She had a 25-year-old personal assistant as her chaperone. I mean, neither parent was here. To me, I think they both have just failed and, you know, let the money train kind of take over. When you listen to these voicemails, this girl, there are ones where Lindsay is so hysterical and lost and out of it. It's really, really sad. And the kid's lost now. I mean, you know, you see it like 2 o'clock in the morning. She'll get on Twitter. If you follow her on Twitter, it's like usually between 2 and 4 a.m. or something. And these, "Samantha, why don't you answer your phone, you bitch?" You know, and things like, excuse me. And these lost, you know, messages. The kid has no anchor in her life.
Right.
And she's definitely got a problem. Her addiction is definitely, I mean, is in full force.
Do you think that she will die young?
I'm really afraid of it.
Really?
I don't want to say I think so. I mean, because plenty of people in Hollywood, let's be honest, have survived and have made it to the other side. There's you know, many high profiles that haven't, but also more that have. And I think that there's, you know, definitely hope. It's just someone's got to get through to her, but she's certainly at high risk, no question. Emotionally unstable, you know what I'm saying? The addiction is one thing, but then the emotional instability and the fact that there is no anchor in her life, that sort of adds to it.
All right, Bushy, good talking to you, man.
The Bird Show with the Nicole tapes. Thanks for sending them over. We're gonna have them for access this evening.
Absolutely, and don't forget that
full credit.
Billy Bush is on Q100,
sweet,
also 10 o'clock
right.
Monday through Friday. And don't forget about the countdown as well. All right, Bushy, we'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
I like
a man that refers to himself as Bushy.
Bushy.
Bushy doesn't go to strip clubs.
Here is Mike on the voice disguiser. Says he has some scoop here on Nicole. Hey, Mike.
Bert, my God. Listen, when I heard the end of the story, and the name, when I heard her voice, and then you put the voice with the name, I almost fell out of my chair.
Why?
This girl is crazy, bro. Like, she's been in the industry for a long time.
I can see that.
Yep.
From club to club to club, and, you know, it takes a lot to get let go from a strip club, I'm sure. So, this girl is crazy. Now, I don't have proof for, you know, whether she did or whether she didn't, but when you're in the industry that long a time, there's things that probably the majority of the girls go through. And what I mean by that, you know, mentally, you know, whether they're taking things besides alcohol or whatever, they can become delusional. I'm telling you, man, she used to date an acquaintance of mine, and the stories, man, would just blow your mind.
Like what?
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, bro. I really don't want to go into that, but, you know, I'm telling you, when I heard that voice with the name, I'm telling you, I almost fell out of my chair.
So you're saying that just based on what you know of her, like, she's definitely not a credible source.
Yeah.
No way, bro.
Yeah.
I almost fell out of my chair.
Yeah.
I want to know a story, though.
I know.
You're on the voice disguiser.
Yeah. I know.
You know, and the money thing is just, you know, people would do crazy stuff for money, especially that kind of money.
If you're talking about $50,000, like Billy Bush said, who knows?
I could do some crazy stuff for 50 grand.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
No, anytime somebody starts off their conversation with "my God," then you know,
you know they're serious,
it's going to be serious.
That's what my mom used to say when I would come in after like playing in a pile of mud. Oh my God! Look at you, my God! What are we going to do with you? My God!
Either way, the story is really—it's all over the place now. Like Billy Bush said, it's on the cover of People magazine this week and Us Weekly. Legitimate places like CNN and MSNBC. I guess this is what sells now, you know?
What do you mean legitimate places after Us Weekly and People and stuff? They're legitimate.
You can't put that in the same category as CNN and MSNBC.
Nowadays you can.
Yeah, well.
That's too bad.
You can debate that.
You're on The Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, these are from Chris. Remember we talked to Chris on Thursday, and we were looking for
speaking of fuzzy.
We were looking for a voicemail reporter, somebody to go to Jacksonville for the Georgia-Florida game and just send us voicemails from time to time as the game went on or as your pregame went on and then the game and then maybe afterwards.
Oh, so and him being a Georgia fan on Saturday. I mean, because Saturday, Florida, I mean, I'm sorry, Katie. But yeah, Florida started off strong and never let up.
They whipped ass.
You know.
They whipped our ass.
Yeah.
Bad. It's painful.
It's beautiful.
So I'm curious if this reporting is going to have any positive anything in it at all. Because GJ never really got a hold of Florida.
Mm-mm. Sent October 31st at 9:48 a.m. Message 1.
Morning, Bird Show. This is Chris in Jacksonville, Florida. Tailgate set up. I'm not going to count the first drink for breakfast. So first drink starts now.
All right, that's our starting point.
Okay.
Sounds very together.
Yes. What was the time on that one again?
9:38.
Okay, perfect.
Sent October 31st at 11:59 a.m.
First show! Go! It is from Jacksonville. A few more, and we're good to go. Still tailgating, waiting to go in the stadium. T-minus what? It's noon, so T-minus.
Hey, there's more Georgia fans.
The more Georgia fans just pulled up. Woo! We got a bullhorn, and about 2 hours until we head up to the stadium. See ya.
It was a 3:30 kickoff, right?
Yeah.
And he started at 9:30 or so? Okay.
Tell a little difference there.
Sent October 31st at 1:40 p.m.
Bird Show! We are heading to the game. And I must say, I've completed my task, and I am totally fucked up. See you soon.
See, he starts. He's like me. You start losing letters as the night goes on, and he lost his L's. Did you hear that in the middle?
And whole words, yes.
It starts off with 26 letters in the alphabet, right. And then by the end of the night, you're down to 4 letters.
It becomes like the Hawaiian alphabet, where there's like
only vowels.
It's all vowels. Yeah.
Sent October 31st at 2 p.m.
Oh, I'm here from Jacksonville Live. We are walking now to the stadium.
Already, they wobble to you in front.
And we. we need to bleep that out.
Okay.
Whoa, the girl in the background is the worst.
When you start singing, that's always a good sign.
Background girls are always fun.
Two left.
Sent October 31st at 4:55 p.m.
Halftime.
Crypto, it is Christian Jacksonville. 3 minutes halftime, and we're out of beverages. And it's a dry stadium. So we're pretty much screwed. Anyways, we'll call you in another hour. Bye.
Coming down. Definitely coming down.
I have been here, too. It's so depressing because I've taken flasks in the stadium. And when you hit that last sip and it's just halftime and you're looking at the clock, you really start weighing your options. Do I really want to watch the second half sober? Do I really want to come down? Do I really want to be hungover at the end of this game? Or should I just leave right now? This is game over.
Sent October 31st at 7:30 p.m.
Oh, no. First show, 7:30 in the car. Not a good game.
That's it.
Oh,
gosh.
I don't even care about college football, and I'm depressed for it.
That was the saddest voicemail I've
Trust
ever
me.
Heard.
Play that last
I
one again.
I know how it feels.
I'm in the car.
Sent October 31st at 7:30 p.m.
First show, 7:30 in the car. Not a good game. Not a good game.
Oh, he said it twice.
The double not a good game.
Oh, he needs a hug.
Not a good game.
Let's remember him in happier times.
Sent October 31st at 1:40 p.m.
Bird show.
This is The Bird Show.
This is the commercial that we played for the Red House a couple of months ago.
Can't we all just get along?
At the Red House Furniture,
we can.
At the Red House.
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House and I'm black. I like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House, and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm black, and I love the Red House.
I'm white, and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman, and I love the Red House.
I am white, and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
It's kind of catchy.
It does get stuck in your head.
It does.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people, too.
And all people.
All people.
So that was the Red House commercial.
Yeah, couple of months ago. Asians? I know, they forgot Asians.
So they've come out with a new commercial. They have themselves a new client. It's not nearly as good as the Red House commercial. That's a tough one to beat.
That is a classic.
But they are trying to, they're definitely going the honest route on this, okay?
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. She decorates them. She sells them. These guys help me move them.
What?
A
bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a Crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a Treader from me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings. So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Burt Show listener Allison here has very open conversations with her 14-year-old daughter and her sons also about sex. They just let it all hang out, man. And it's pretty interesting to hear, at least for me as a dad, because as I said before, I really don't have any blueprint in this area at all. Mm-hmm. My mom never talked to me about it. My dad never talked to me about it. And I'm still in a bit of a panic even before Hayden comes home and asks me about it. So this has all been great stuff for me to hear. Totally great stuff.
Do you feel like you'll be more open with him about it?
Yeah, Allison and I were just talking about this. She said boys are so different than girls are, but I mean, the openness, I think, remains the same, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's the whole thing, is that you want to be as open. My son has come to me with other issues about, you know, his life because I've kept that dialogue in a non-judgment. Not that there aren't consequences. You teach that there are life consequences to your actions. That's what your job, you know, to me as a parent is if you do this, this is the consequence. Like, you know, for girls, if you have sex, you're going to be attached. You're going to be emotional. This is, you know, these are the consequences to that action.
So Allison recorded her conversations with her 14-year-old daughter and hear some of it.
Wait, about like STDs and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you only get an STD from like having sex?
No. I mean,
you can get it like any time.
Well, I mean, mostly, yes, having sex, like, if, you know, like, herpes, like, cold sores that people have on their mouth, if somebody was to, you know, and they had a cold sore on their mouth, then you would get it on your genitals, and that would suck.
I don't have genitals.
Yes, you do. You just have the female genitals. Yes, exactly.
I'm stupid.
No, it's just genital area. There's, you know, there's female genitals and there's male genitals.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that gives you a great snapshot of their innocence right there.
Like, but I don't have those. And you're like, no, honey, you do.
She's so age appropriate, you guys, you know, and that's what part of this is that I don't want her corrupted by somebody else or some, you know, I mean, the rule in my house is there's no older dating. Like they've been told since they were cognizant, you can't, like, we have her brother's 2 years older. There's no dating 2 years older. You know, you're not emotionally ready or prepared for being with a boy that's older than you are.
That's so true. My first boyfriend was way older than me.
Oh, way older.
And that was a big, big mistake.
Huge, huge.
And that'll grow you up.
Oh, and quick. That is for me the, if you're a parent and you're letting your daughter date older, like we have some of my son's friends are dating older. Like he's a sophomore now in high school. And when they were freshmen, there were a few girls dating seniors. Nothing good is going to come of that, people.
A freshman, senior, nothing.
Mm-hmm. I was in eighth grade and had a junior boyfriend.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
And
not good.
Oh, really not good.
Well, because you're so impressionable at that age, and all you want to do is be cool and accepted and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I love your rule in your house that your daughter can have a quote-unquote boyfriend who's 14 because she's 14. Mm-hmm. And, like, as long as they are 8, what is that 14-year-old boy going to do?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing. And then they're on the same age.
Right.
Like, I think that is the coolest rule, and I've never heard of that before, but I think it's fantastic rule for anybody's house.
Here's Jennifer has a question for you. Hey, Jennifer, you're on The Burt Show.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I do have a question because I have a daughter that's about to be 7. Real quickly, though, I just want to say, Melissa and Jen, y'all totally made my weekend by being able to meet you at Pride. That was awesome.
Oh, awesome. Aww. Thank you.
But how do you start that kind of dialogue? Because, you know, I mean, there have been times that I have walked into her room and I know that she is curious and has been, you know, kind of trying to pleasure herself. And, you know, I completely believe in openness and in honesty, and I think that's the only way to go. So how do you start that that open dialogue at such a young age, letting them know that, hey, it's okay to come to me without them thinking, like I guess a lot of the callers that you guys were getting saying, oh, yeah, my parents think we have an open relationship, but we really don't.
Yeah, yeah. You know, at seven, you know, I think I remember when they were at that age that I sat them down, like I had some books, you know, and I just said, okay, I want to have kind of a private conversation with you. And just to make sure you understand, you know, I'm sure kids are saying a few things and they might get embarrassed. But again, I just kind of look, I laugh. I'm like, you're going to have to talk to me about it with a laugh. And, you know, and start that off with maybe not having the conversation that day. Laura Berman I found this whole interview with Dr. Laura Berman on the Oprah website. If you do a search for, you know, how to talk to your kid about sex, she has a whole video, a whole strategy. There's a handbook, a guide that you can download, that she's probably the more technical expert on specific questions for your specific kid. I rolled with it. I just trusted communication. I trusted myself to be able to say the right thing to her, and I trusted my relationship with her because I just love her so much and want the best for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I know that I'll have a couple of things. There's a couple of good books on the American Girl website that'll help, too, for younger girls.
Okay, wow.
You probably have a dial for that.
But as far as, like, anything I couldn't ask my mom, like, she would be kind of open with me, but my brother helped me a lot. He's 9 years older. And
I'd be a little nervous about that.
Well, no, yeah, I'm with you. My sister's 10 years older. My brother's 8 years older than I am. And I'd say my sister did a lot to help me growing up because she was the one that said, look, use protection. Come to me. If you decide that this is the time you want to do that, then you come to me and get it from me, because she knew that mom and dad were not going to talk about, you know, contraception and everything. So I think that, yeah, having older siblings can be a huge benefit. It depends on the older siblings, of course, you know, but at least she sounds like she has a cool older brother, and I had cool older, you know, siblings when it came to that. They just didn't know I wasn't going to need contraception.
Right. Wasn't pregnancy that you needed to be worried about.
Pregnancy was not the issue for me.
Allison, I'm assuming you would not endorse having the brother pick up the slack on the sex talk.
Actually, I have three younger brothers. And we talk about it all the time.
This is another Allison. Yeah, this is Allison, our listener.
It's
okay.
I actually, it was very funny, you know, we started talking about, there's the thing about orgasm. I don't know if it got played all the way through, but she actually asked me about diagrams. I was like, well, maybe we need to have the orgasm diagram. So I had a client who is a pure romance expert, right? Mm-hmm. So there's books in the pure romance catalog. If y'all don't know what pure romance is, go to pureromance.com. It's a whole female-oriented sex toy company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun, and it makes it okay and comfortable and funny and very girly-oriented mm-hmm. Company. So there's books in there, and one of them is How to Tickle Your Fancy, right? So it's the guide to, you know, how to pleasure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, the whole question is like, oh God, do I even know how to explain to you how to have an orgasm? Like, I don't know if I could actually do that. Like, I don't know. So this book gives the chapters on how to do it. And the first three are probably appropriate for her. The other ones, I'm like, give it back to me after you read chapter three.
And of course, then she wants to go right to four.
But what she does is I'm handing her the book, and Zach's like, My son, he's like, what? And she goes, maybe you ought to read it. Maybe you need to learn how to pleasure a woman at some point.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
So, you know, and that, so they have dialogue about it. I mean, my son and my daughter, they're really cute. And yes, we had the talk with them together.
Whoa.
And so that they, you know, we have an amazing relationship. And I wish that for everybody. I mean, my kids are such good kids.
Here's another Allison. Hey, Allison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, when I was younger, I actually got the talk when I was about 8 years old. I mean, there were some extenuating circumstances in my particular case, but when my mom realized that I was getting kind of curious about it, she was also my Girl Scout leader. And she actually held a 3-day class with parent permission, of course, written consent, with my Girl Scout troop, and she had nurses come in and talk to us about you know, different things that went on, and that was like really helpful. And then like throughout,
the patch looked like great.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Cookie.
Yeah, like she had nerves, like because you know we were like the whole like puberty thing. We had to talk about all that before we could get into like the stuff. But like I grew up in a very religious background. I don't necessarily, you know, do any of that anymore. But you know, my mom was never like, we were taught, you know, abstinence, but she also taught us about like contraceptives and birth control and things of that nature. And I thought it was good for me. I waited until I was 19, and I'm so glad that I didn't have any relationships like that in high school, because I don't think that I would have been ready for it. And good gracious, how many girls are pregnant in my high school? It was ridiculous. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't have anything to do with any of that. And mm-hmm. so like, I was just grateful that, you know, my mom, like, and I, we talked about it. I mean, we didn't have as open conversations as the other Allison and her daughter, but it was still helpful.
Remember, her mom held a 3-day seminar.
As long as you leave that communication open, your kids will be better able to make appropriate decisions.
That's it right there. That's fantastic.
I told you guys before that I have a friend in Dallas. I mean, and the guilt that he was laying on his daughter without, I don't even think, knowing it, that she used to, they signed a purity.
Yeah.
The purity ring.
No. It wasn't a ring. It was like a purity.
It's like a commitment.
Commitment.
It's like they have contracts. The contracts and then the dances where you go with your father to the purity dance.
She had it hung over her bed.
Offended by that.
So every night before she'd go to bed, she'd have this purity contract.
Yeah. And I think the difficult part is they're not doing the same thing with their sons.
Yeah,
right?
Like he son,
I mean, if he had a son the same age, would his son have to sign a purity pledge?
No.
It's like, why is it the girl's responsibility? That is what's frustrating about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's more, but...
Hey, what? Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bird Show.
Good morning.
Hey, Allison, I just want to give you a big ups, because what you're doing with your kids is the best thing that you can do.
Thank you.
Have open communication, dialogue, let them know what's out there, what's right, what's wrong. And I'm sure you're the same on other topics like drugs and, you know, your son who's driving. Just if parents did that, kids would be more aware, and maybe there would be less teen pregnancies, because mm-hmm. I see it rising now instead of that number falling. I see it rising in this day and age when everything is out there and open. Mm-hmm. Parents, people are still holding back and not talking to them. And you should think about bringing your philosophy to the school system. You might be able to do a program that goes around to the schools.
Well, what's interesting that you say that is that we actually do inner beauty workshops. Like, my company is called Authentic Beauty, and we actually have a project called a nonprofit initiative called Project Authentic Beauty. Now, it's not about sex, but the number one thing Dr. Berman says is to teach healthy self-esteem, is to teach your kid to love themselves. Mm-hmm. And to not look outside of themselves for that self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you're not going to be looking outside yourself. And she screamed at me last night, my daughter, that I must come to her middle school. Like, she was like, when are you coming? I can't listen to these girls anymore say how they can't stand themselves. And
it seems like such a conservative state, though. Like, I can't see them green lighting.
Well, it's not, you know, you make an open dialogue. You're not talking about, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be going in talking about actually open sex like that.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a dialogue about loving yourself and creating that. I mean, we have 93% of women on this planet don't like themselves, like, or don't think that they're beautiful.
That's in every state. Mm-hmm. That's not just Georgia.
Right.
And one last thing I was thinking about, you know, you say your daughter's 14, correct?
Yeah.
It made me think about when I was 15 and was sitting in the classroom, and there was a girl in front of me, and she had her calendar open before class started. And I looked down and I saw on that day there were 3 stars next to the date. And there were stars on several days in the calendar. And I just said, well, you know, what are those stars for? And she said, those are every time I've had sex. She'd already had sex 3 times that morning.
Before
she came to school. Her boyfriend came to her house.
God.
Wow.
Before they came to school, when we were 15.
Whoa. Allison, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks,
You're
guys,
awesome.
For having me.
I'd like to hear more.
Yeah,
yes.
I really would. Right. Like, you know, the next time you guys have that talk, you know, if she's open to it.
Yeah, she's totally. I mean, guys, we'll just figure it out off air how we want to go, because there's so much more information that I dug up. And she definitely, I mean, I can't believe I'm so proud of her, because I just, the self-esteem that she has, it almost makes me want to cry just thinking about it.
She didn't get that by luck. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have you guys both in again for sure.
All right.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.